Hey, today we're going to talk to Katie Mosier from the Wounded Warrior Project, which is actually from Stride, but she dedicates a lot of her time to the Wounded Warrior Project. And then I have two women from St. Peter's Cancer Center. Can I call it that, or should I just call it St. Peter's Hospital?
St. Peter's Cancer Care Center.
Okay, that's what we're going to call it.
And the Breast Center.
And the Breast Center, right. So I have Vicki Blacker-Barthel, right, Vic? Okay. And I have Diane Keesby. So let's talk to Katie Mosier first. Katie, what's going on with the Wounded Warrior Project and Stride?
Mm-hmm. Well, Stride is hosting its second annual Wounded Warrior Fall Family Retreat on September 18th through the 20th at Moreau Lake State Park. This is the second year we've done it, and Stride serves children with special needs.
Right. You guys are local. I mean,
correct.
You're a local organization.
Right. We're based out of Rensselaer, and for this event, we pair our children who we normally serve with wounded warriors who are service members who've sustained serious permanent injuries during their service for a weekend tent camping trip up at Moreau Lake State Park.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. In September, too. So hopefully the weather will still be nice and you'll have all that. You'll have good things going on. Not so many mosquitoes.
Right.
I'm hoping. Right? Good. So what else is going on up there? You're looking for what? Volunteers and sponsors and...
Right. We're always looking for sponsorship to help defray the cost of this event because it is free to our participants. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have to...
Both the wounded warriors and the children who take advantage of it, right?
Correct. Yep. Our Stride programs are generally cost-free to our participants, and as our wounded warrior events are as well. And during that weekend, we'll be going whitewater rafting and on a historic train ride, and we do kayaking and hiking and general camping kind of activities.
Everyday camping stuff that people
do. September is a great time of year to go to Moreau Lake because it is a little bit cooler, but not freezing yet.
Right.
Freezing yet.
No snow on the ground, we hope, right?
We hope, although this year you never know.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Don't say that.
Yeah. So, it's a great time overall. We really appreciate the support of the Lansingburg Veterans Club. They support us every year by coming up. Yep, the guys come up and actually cook a meal for us right there.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's really nice. And, Disabled Sports USA is a sponsor of ours as well. And Blue Star Mothers. And so
they're a good group.
Right, yeah.
I had to give them a plug. Right. They're a great group. Yeah.
Right. Tri-County Vietnam Veterans and, several other individuals and groups support us. And we really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. I put all the information on the blog. So if you go to talk1300.com, you can get all that. You can get Katie's information there. You can get the website, the phone number, her email, and you can find out what's going on with them. But let's talk about Stride. What is Stride? And it seems to me that Stride is really the child of Mary Lou's, is it not? Yeah. I mean, she kind of created that.
Yeah. So, well, Mary Ellen Whitney.
Mary Ellen, sorry.
Yeah. People get them confused.
Yeah, that Whitney, Mary. You know,
yeah. But Mary Ellen Whitney started the organization 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. She was an adaptive PE teacher and saw a need for the kids to have something to do outside of school that would help them remain active and lead healthy lifestyles. And these were kids, that had special needs. So they didn't necessarily fit the traditional mold of a kid that would participate on a sports team. And so she decided to meet that need. Mm-hmm. So she started with skiing and got some of her teacher friends together because she liked to ski. And it went from there.
Right.
So skiing and then camping, and now we have over a dozen sport activities for kids ages 5 to 21 with special needs, and all of them are pretty much cost-free.
Right, and these are kids that would not have been able to participate.
Right.
They would have been sitting on the sidelines or not playing at all. They'd be watching all their friends.
Right.
So, I mean, this really brings them into the mainstream so that they get that whole part of being a kid, doing the same things that every other kid does.
Right, and our events are very family-focused as well. Mm-hmm. Our parents are the ones that support us as volunteers because we are a volunteer-supported organization.
Right.
We have 250 volunteers that are trained.
That's great.
To go with us on camping trips and on rafting trips and snowshoeing and biking and you name it.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate that. And then we also appreciate our ongoing corporate sponsorship. We just received a sponsorship from Empire Blue.
Oh, good.
And it's the largest one we've ever received, and we're
just
thrilled to have it. And their goals and our goals are very similar for for folks to lead healthy, active lifestyles. And kids these days are seeing more and more sedentary lifestyles. So we're trying to get them off the couch and get them outside and stay active.
Sounds like you're doing a good
job. Yeah.
Let's talk about the Wounded Warrior Project, though. It's you are helping the local the local warriors, not, this is a national, you guys are local. So these are service people from the Capital District, right? I mean, that's what, that's what makes you so different than the other that like Sean Hannity talks about. This is right here in our neighborhoods.
Yep. I came into this a couple years ago. We have a snow sports event that takes place every winter. And at the time, you know, we were getting some folks that were coming from out of the area, and that was nice. But, you know, we're always willing to help them. We said, you know, there's got to be somebody in this area that we can help that, you know, really needs these services, because the National Guard is here.
Sure.
And they're being deployed just as often as our active duty now. So how can we serve them best?
Mm-hmm.
And so we turned to our local VA and the National Guard and said, if you have service members who would fit this profile, please send them to us.
Right.
And they did.
Oh, that's great.
And so we've had several that have been from the Albany area who have found us by, you know, the airwaves at radio stations or on TV, or they see me down walking down the street and stop me. And it's been really a blessing to be able to help them.
Well, that's great. I mean, I know you're doing great things in the Capital District. It's 11:17. You're listening to Women In. This is Melody Burns. I'm having a good chat with Katie Mosier from STRIDE, and we're talking about the Wounded Warrior Project and their fall family retreat, which is September 18th through the 20th. And you can still volunteer. You're still looking for volunteers and sponsors for that event. You can go to their website, which if you go to our blog, you can get more information, or you can call Katie at 598-1279. I think that's the right number,
right? Yep, 598-1279, or you can email me at kmosier@stride.org. It's on our website.
Not everybody, sometimes people call me and say, I don't have a computer or email.
Yeah.
Give me a phone number. So I try to do that.
Absolutely.
So, but they can reach out to you and get more information. I know that, I think it was in February. I don't know if it was this year or last year, because, days just kind of go by quickly. But I met a lot of the Wounded Warriors that came to go skiing, and these guys are unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they've been through and their whole outlook, it was just amazing to talk to them. Just so inspirational, you know. They've been through all kinds of things in their family, mm-hmm. but yet here they were ready to go, you know, not thinking about the disabilities. And
it's really empowering to be part of these events, because you do see what these people have suffered through, you know, the trauma they've suffered through, yet their outlook is so positive.
Mm-hmm.
And with our camping event, the Wounded Warriors are paired with kids with special needs who have similar disabilities. And what's amazing to me is they come together and they lift each other up, you know, both spiritually and sometimes physically, because of what their needs are.
Sure.
And, you know, they walk away from the weekend saying, I can help someone. I still count.
Right.
I'm
a member of this. Value. Sure.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And sometimes that's the piece that's missing, is they, you know, were trained to be a soldier, and now they can't be in the military in that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they connect with the community? How do they give back? And, you know, and this is a way for them to do it. And we're so proud to be that vessel for them,
sure.
you know, to sort of push them in the right direction. And we found that, you know, the kids that were paired with the Wounded Warriors last year, some of them are still in contact a year later.
Really? So started relationships, and mm-hmm. they're still, that's great.
And they, you know, and they did it very quietly. They didn't come back and say, well, you know, this week, you know, to toot their own horn. They just have this selfless service bone in their body to continue doing this, and
that's
they
great.
Love it, and it's a lifelong friendship for them. So job
has been done. You know, Katie, you are doing a great job with this.
Thank you.
I mean, you really are. I don't think you get enough praise for all the work that you do. You give so much to this project. So I mean, I've watched you over the last few years do that. So it is a big part of your life, and you share that freely with so many people. So you're a pretty great gal.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm lucky to know you.
I
really am. I'm honored to know you, because you're doing such a great job. So that's Katie Mosier. We just talked about the Wounded Warrior Project. Give her a ring at 518-598-1279. Talk to her about the Fall Family Retreat. And, you know, talk to her about STRIDE. Find out what else STRIDE is doing. Maybe you know somebody who could use their services. You know, maybe you know a family who just needs to talk to somebody. Give her a ring. You know, look on their website, which is stride.org. Go there, get some information, and see what you can do. So thanks, Katie, and good luck with your project. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's great.